Hi, it's Andy, and this is Welcome to Paradise It Sucks, the podcast that dares to probe deep into the, unfortunately, near-universal experience of vacation disasters. This week's episode takes place in a classic vacation setting, the real-life place that most people probably think of first when someone says the word vacation, and that's the South Pacific, Fiji to be more precise. Beautiful waters, idyllic islands, white sands, exotic fruits, tropical storms, rain, wind, discombobulation. Sorry, I got off on a bit of a fantastic tangent there, except that it's all relevant. Today's subject, Sarah, experienced all of those things in her temporary island paradise, and a lot more. Speaking of word association, this whole episode hinges on two similar sounding words, Fiji and Fuji, as in the big red fatty apple of that name. Fruit will cost Sarah big time, financially and in embarrassment points as well. And that doesn't even include the other unseemly forces of nature of epic proportions that await. So here we go. This is Welcome to Paradise It Sucks, episode 16, Islands in the Streaming Load of Heartaches and Annoyances. Let's all welcome Sarah to our long, strange trip.
Okay, so back in, I can't even remember the year, 2015, 2016, single mom, and I decided to be the only single mom on a trip with 60-something people literally from the South Bay where I live. And I took my sons, my two boys with me, and it was a surf trip down to Fiji. I had never been to Fiji before. My kids had never been to Fiji before. We go to Taparua, which is a heart-shaped island. Perfect place for a single mom with their two kids to go, right? Where everybody else is there and they're married, families. And I don't even surf. That's what's really funny, but my kids do. Being a single mom traveling, I will tell you, it is very difficult sometimes. When you are traveling alone with kids, it can be a little bit stressful, a little bit overwhelming. You have to breathe a lot, especially when you're on the plane going to other countries. You know, there's lots to manage and think about. And I did not think of something. And that was that, you know, as they're coming through the airplane and you have to go through and share if you're bringing anything into the country. Well, it was late and I didn't think about it. And I got off the plane with my kids and we're, you know, going through customs. And I got in trouble for having an apple in my bag because I wasn't supposed to bring in any fruit. It's the simple little things that we sometimes forget about. And so there's 60-something of us that are coming off the flight, going into this new country that I had never been to, and I get pulled over for having an apple. Fuji apple, by the way. It was a Fuji apple. So that was kind of funny. I had to laugh about that. So that was the start of my trip, because when I got off of the flight and I'm having my two kids with me and they pull me aside and they're like, you either pay the fine right now or you're not leaving the country. So this is your option. And then I'm like, well, can't I just eat the damn apple? Can I eat it on this side before I come through? And that was a definite no. So I said to them, okay, well, what's the fine? And the fine was huge. It was like several hundred dollars to pay for a freaking Fuji apple coming over into the other country. So that was the start of it. All I could do was laugh at this point. And of course, everybody else is waiting for me. There's, you know, me, single mom with her kids. What I will say is, don't ever let the fear of being the only single person, especially with kids, don't let that fear not allow you to travel with others, because that was a big thing for me. That was the very first time that I had traveled alone with my kids, with other families. And then, of course, that happened. So I ended up paying the fine, which sucked because that was a lot of money. Fast forward, we go to have brunch. And I'm standing there with all of the families. And when I overhear one of the dads say, oh no, that happened too? Oh God, and we haven't even made the island. And I'm like, oh geez, this doesn't sound good. And I realize that they're talking about one of the kids who took one of the hard fruit that falls on the ground and he whipped it and it smashed through the sliding glass door, causing the entire door to, you know, shatter. It had not broken into several thousands of pieces, thank God, but there was a perfect hole into the door. And there was like a web of broken glass all the way through. And I'm standing there and I'm like, oh God, dear God, please don't have that be my child, because there's lots of kids in this group. And whose child do you think it was but mine? So I looked at the dad and he's like, oh, I'm just going to take care of it. Don't bring it up. Just let me take care of it. And I walked over and I was like, something tells me this is actually my child that did this. And so I said to him, okay, what happened? And he goes, well, so bleep, my child, I'm not going to give you his name because it's just very funny. The kids were all like whipping things, right? And he decided that he was going to try and whip it against the tree, and he missed and he shattered this glass door. The funny part about this is that my child happens to be one of the top water polo players in the country, and he's got an epic shot. And so I was like, dude, seriously, we haven't even made it to the freaking island yet. And another $700 later, I was out over $1,200 at this point, and I hadn't even gotten to the island. Literally all I could do was laugh, because I think that we as parents, like, we want to go and have these epic times and make these memories, especially when we're having to create new memories as single family households. And that's all I wanted to do, right? And it started off a little bit rough. I will say, though, that we laugh about this all the time, because here I am then handing out my credit card, like, just go ahead and pay for this now. And I said to him, I'm like, dude, how did you miss, right? Like, how the freak did you miss? And he's like, Mom, I don't know, man, I don't know, you know? And I felt so bad for him, because of course, like, all eyes on him. And at the same time, all I could do was just really laugh a lot. Now, fast forward, here's what this did do for me. When I got to the island, everybody felt so bad for me. They gave me free drinks the whole damn time. They were like, we feel so bad. We're going to put you in the first casita closest to everything. And by the way, drinks on us. Like, we're just going to take care of you here, because that just sucked. And so memories made, a lot of free drinks. And what can you do but just freaking laugh, right? Well, here's the other thing that happened on that vacation, by the way, which I didn't add. And that was the same vacation where we ended up having a cyclone come through, and we ended up having to be boarded up in our casita for, I don't even remember how many, it was like 1 or 2 days where we couldn't come out. Trip insurance is really key when you were single, you know, roughing it, like taking kids places like that, because I ended up getting quite a bit of our money back from that trip due to trip insurance. But yeah, we ended up having a cyclone. And during that cyclone, it was right before it hit. And I was one of the only people that loves to scuba dive, and I'm certified. So I was like, hey, can you guys take care of my kids for that morning, afternoon while I go scuba dive? And they were like, yeah, cool, cool, go do it. And so I jumped onto a boat, went out to this epic spot, not far off of where they were filming Survivor, by the way. And I went diving with this group of people that I didn't even know, but it was super cool. Saw some sharks. It was awesome. Jumped back in. And then we go back to where we were originally taking off from. And I couldn't get back to Tavarua. I couldn't get back to the island, and no cell phones. Like, I have no way of contacting anybody. At that point, I was like, the hell with it. And so I went and like met all these super cool people on this little island that I'm now stuck on. Can't get back to the island where my kids are because the cyclone is starting to rev up. So I went to the bar and had some beers with some super, super cool people and talked about how they were living on boats and going from island to island and how cool it was. And it was a really, really cool experience. And then, of course, eventually at the end of the night, once things calmed down a little bit, the waves started to settle a little bit. They eventually got me back to Tavarua, to the island. And my kids were like, where the hell have you been? And I was like, sorry, I ended up drinking on an island away from you guys and having the most epic experience, you know, scuba diving with sharks next to the Survivor Island. But I don't know, where have I been? By the way, you guys cost me, well, my son cost me the $700, and the apple cost me an awful lot too. But it was all worth it. And I encourage everybody to keep doing those epic adventures and creating them even when the hard things happen, because sometimes those are also the most memorable. So there you go.
Thanks, Sarah. And we're glad that you got off the island without bearing the brunt of gale force winds and have to pay any more fines. If everybody's on solid ground and knows where their kids are, and have their wallets put away, it's time for Andy's travel tips. Tip number one, check the weather report. If you're in a tropical area especially, make sure there aren't tropical storms about to hit your remote, communication-hindered area. It will help you plan and prevent separation. Tip number two, leave the produce at home. Many countries and a lot of states don't like you to bring fruits and vegetables. There might be pests living in that fruit, and to introduce those to a new place as an invasive species, it could be financially and agriculturally devastating. That's why they check and fine you. So just do what benefits everyone. Leave the produce at home. Number three, don't throw stuff. Hey kids, it's not polite to throw things, not rocks, not fruit that resembles rocks, or anything, really. Be nice. Until next time, thanks for listening to Welcome to Paradise, It Sucks, and don't forget to write up a review or leave a rating wherever you get your podcasts. In the live fast, go big or go home world of podcasting, it really does help out. While you're doing internet stuff, you should go ahead and follow me at Let's Not Meet Cast on Instagram for more updates on upcoming episodes. And check out my other shows, Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast, and Odd Trails. They're very, very good. If you've got the worst vacation ever, we want to hear about it. It could form the basis of the next classic episode. Tell us about it. Please email us at welcometoparadiseitsucks@gmail.com. Welcome to Paradise It Sucks is a collaboration between Cloud 10 Media and Cryptic County. The executive producers are Andy Tate and Sim Sarna. The producers and writers are Brian Boone and Devin Ruskin. The audio engineer is Trevin Barty.